Joining us now, courtesy of Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture and Advantage BMW in Midtown, Dynamo Defender and Captain Tim Parker. Tim, thanks for joining us tonight.
No, thanks for having me on, Glenn.
Well, let's just talk about your first two games. Certainly, things look good defensively, very collective, work ethic. You guys running the show out of the back, you and Daniel Starris. It seems pretty solid from that perspective.
Yeah, it's been good. I think, and as a team, I think defensively, we've done a really good job. I think, first and foremost, that's something that we kind of wanted to shore up and lock up in these first couple games, is just being tough defensively and not giving anything away, especially cheaply. So I think we've done a good job of that in the first two games.
Yeah, the Sporting game was impressive. They really did, you know, I thought you guys kept them out of your penalty area well and didn't really concede a lot of chances to them.
Yeah, I think they had a lot, they had a good amount of the ball in the first half, but we kind of knew that going in there. You know, Sporting's a tough place to play. They're a good team and they really ride the energy of that crowd they have there. So in the first half, we wanted to kind of weather that storm. And when you're on the road in MLS, to be on the road and be 0-0 at halftime was something that we took as a big top positive. So, and then the second half, I thought we did a good job. Obviously, the goal, I think, is a little unlucky for us. But even in terms of with the ball in the second half, I thought we did a much better job in creating stuff and getting into their half.
Houston Dynamo defender Tim Parker joining us here on ESPN 97.5. This is Soccer Matters presented by the Daspit Law Firm. All right, let's take a look at Vancouver. Christian Dahomey, Ricky Gould, Lucas Cavallini, some good attacking players, yet they haven't scored a goal in their first two games, but I'm sure they're looking for road goals. You got a kind of a good differing mix of guys there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think Vancouver is obviously a team that I watch quite often, just having played there. But no, you know, I mean, they found a way to get hot last year at the end of the year and find a way into the playoffs. So there's definitely some belief in that squad and that team. So there's something that we have to be weary of when we look at everything this week.
Now, you guys, how badly do you need a goal going into this third game? I mean, number one, to take the pressure off you guys defensively, but just number two for the psyche of the squad.
Yeah, I think it would be huge, you know. Obviously, scoring is kind of like getting the monkey off your back, you know. So I hope that, you know, for multiple reasons that we end up finding the back of the net. And like you said, defensively, it gets a little bit of pressure off of us. But even for that attacking guys, it'll get their confidence going and hopefully give them the creativity and the confidence to kind of continue to do that.
All right, the prospect of Hector Herrera playing in front of you—that's got to be a pretty enticing one.
Yeah. You know, it's really exciting news. It's exciting news for the club. It's exciting for us as players. And, you know, especially for someone like me, who obviously I hope that he'll be playing right in front of me. So it's definitely really exciting for a player of that kind of caliber to come down here and to want to be part of what we're building down here.
And then the new mood with the owner and the spend like for Hector Herrera and some of the things you're seeing in the stadium and positions added like Asher Mendelson as a technical director. I mean, this has to resonate with you guys as players, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think ever since Ted's come on, you know, I feel like he said a lot of the right things. And as players, you like to listen to some of the things that the new owner says, but he's also backing it up pretty well. So we're definitely appreciative of everything that he's been doing so far as he's taken over in this kind of new year. But we're trying to relay that, you know, we're trying to obviously give him the product that he wants on the field. So it goes hand in hand for one another.
Yeah. With all of that, do you get the sense the organization overall, whether it's you guys as players, as a new staff, even as people in the front office, that, you know, with a new owner, everybody's got to establish themselves. I think the bar has been raised pretty high here now.
Yeah, definitely to a certain extent. You know, I think no one wants to put unnecessary pressure on themselves, but, you know, with a new owner comes new expectations, and those kind of new expectations are going to be set by what his precedent is. So for us, we're excited to be a part of his new regime and his new model of what he wants the Houston Dynamo to be. But for us, it's still about winning games, and that's kind of what we have to take care of on the field.
Yeah, and I meant that as in a way a healthy pressure, not a unhealthy pressure, I guess is what I would say. All right, so I look at Lucas Cavallini, big body, big guy, might be banging up against you. That's the kind of guy, though, I think I would think you like to play against.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think back in the early days of MLS when I used to play against Dom Dwyer, I used to always look forward to playing against him too. So it's a guy that you kind of think he's honest, you know, he's a big guy that likes to throw his body weight around too. And obviously so do I. So I think he does it in an honest way and he works hard. So I can appreciate that.
Well, Tim, anything you want to relay to the Dynamo fans heading into the Vancouver game on Saturday?
Yeah, no, I think this being our second game at home, we're looking forward to seeing the fans out there again for sure. And obviously we want to produce for you guys. We want to score goals. We want to create a fun environment and something that you guys can cheer us on for. So we're continuing to work at that. And I think coming this Saturday is going to be something that we're going to give you something you can be proud of.
Tim, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck against Vancouver this weekend. Always fun catching up with you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it.